Howdy!
How are we? It's Perry and Jordan and Ash, which is an awful way to put it. I didn't like that.
Yeah,
that was like saying, do you like
chips
and fish?
What's the right way?
Ashley, Jordan, Perry. Alphabetical order.
Is that right, Ashley, Jordan, Perry?
I think those types of things you go in age, don't you? Like siblings, you do go from oldest sibling to youngest.
Yeah. Fair enough, Ashley, Jordan,
and we're actually quite close in age, me and Pell.
Yeah, but because he's in his 30s now, it feels quite far away.
Well, Ashley's, you know, still older than me by a decent margin.
Probably like 4 years?
Four and a half.
But I'm in my 20s.
How old are you right now?
36.
And when are you going to be 37?
October.
Sweet, and I will still be 32. So you might as well call it 5 years when you turn 37.
But you guys are in the same bracket because you are 30s, whereas I'm actually in my 20s.
I feel like you're older than me anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to Brothers Uncovered.
welcome, everybody. Welcome.
I want to talk straight away about the fact that obviously last week, Perry, you had a rough week, man. Real rough week.
Yeah, tell me about
it. You had to do two MBEs in one episode, basically. Well, you had to go and shave your face and then insult one of our friends for 60 seconds on the phone.
Yes.
The facial hair's growing back quick.
Yeah.
Bro, it is growing.
No, it's growing back a fair amount. It's given that just shave my pubes kind of energy.
Okay.
No, it has. No. Wait, if you're not taking...
No one asks for that energy, bro. Like,
okay.
That...
Well, if you just, you know what I'm trying to say though. If you don't take it to skin, and you just want a nice, healthy length, this is what.
Okay.
This is kind of what I go down to.
Okay. I mean, we didn't want that vision.
Again,
we didn't want it. We didn't need it.
But anyway, it's very nice to have it back.
I actually don't believe you because you told me the other day you V'd everywhere, including your bum. You did. You did tell me that. And that wasn't meant to be said publicly.
Yes, I
did. And I apologise.
I've done it. You're like a little brown dolphin, just very smooth.
brown dolphin.
Can I?
Vile.
I'll tell you what, though. Guys, couldn't recommend it more.
Well, you could. I could recommend you.
Couldn't.
Stop talking.
No, I felt in the moment, I felt weird.
Right.
I can't tell you how clean you feel.
Okay, right. Let's move away
unless
from your...
we're about to get a heavy endorsement from V, I'll move on.
Let's move away from your smooth undercarriage and go to your smooth face, because a lot of people were saying... they didn't even know you had facial hair.
Okay, that's just disrespectful. No, I see those. I actually see those comments. I'm going to out you here. I've definitely had facial hair.
You did.
Don't do that.
Like a peach.
Like a fuzz.
Yeah, you had a fuzz.
Like a fuzz.
You had a facial fuzz.
Look, I always say, you know, people
that sounded
always
disgusting,
like,
by the way.
Yeah,
facial
fuzz is
that was
a bit
really
wild.
Weird. Yeah.
But I'm always saying, like, if someone, okay, I was going to say cat calls me in the street, but it's not a cat call. You know when someone just shouts, like, oh, you're the little one from Diversity? I'm just saying the facial hair made me feel like it was me being grown up. You know?
Yeah, oh, really?
That, so to go back to no hair, I felt a little bit lost again.
But now look at you.
And this is how I also know that it was at one point an established beard.
Mm.
I remember, I think it was your kids.
He's talking about like a hedge.
That drew, right, it was.
like a border. Very established beard.
Your kids once drew a picture of me and they put facial hair on it. So if a kid is adding that feature on a drawing and they can barely draw.
Why are we now insulting my kids?
No, I'm just saying that's what they've picked out. Because it's weird that they got the facial hair, but I also had arms sticking out my face.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're like caricature people that pick like the features.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's my biggest fear, by the way.
Doing one of those.
Doing one of those caricatures, because I promise you now, someone's getting punched in the throat.
Oh, yeah, I done one with my girlfriend. I went to Universal.
Was it bad?
Yeah, because her one was actually really cute.
Did he pick out your nose?
What did he pick out?
Was it your nose?
Stop. What do you mean? Did he pick
out your nose? Oh, no, your nose is fine. No, I just thought you might draw your nose.
Yeah, what did he pick out about you?
Was it your nose?
Stop with the nose.
Was it nose?
It was quite a big nose.
It was nose.
The nose was big, and he made my
forehead. Face.
Did you have a hat off? So was it your hairline? What
was
did
it the forehead? It was the forehead, wasn't it?
Boys.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Stop. I'm not trying to insult you.
I was just asking.
I was trying to say he gave me a long face.
And forehead.
Okay.
No, he needs to stop. We need to put him back in his box.
Muggy.
No, he's a mug. Because there's things going around. Have you seen the last post that went out on the Brothers Uncovered page? No, most of the context of the post is a story or at least some foundation. There's a post going around of him just reeling off the names that he calls me because of my chin.
Oh, half a million views. But do you know what's even better? People were joining in.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what? People really guided on them.
Do you know the best part about that? I wasn't in the room, so I've only seen it on socials.
There you go.
And, yeah, ripped into you.
I have to be honest, there's one that's come up that I feel like it made me laugh out loud, bro.
Careful.
Buzz Lightskin.
Buzz Lightskin's really good. Buzz Lightskin's really, really good.
And then, do you know, it's so weird to look in the comments and everyone going, oh my gosh, Jafar from Aladdin is spot on.
I'm like, cheers, guys. I'll never be able to watch Pride of Britain again. Yeah. And I was like,
I'll never watch Aladdin in the same way.
I'm like, they think it's Ashley Badger.
So you have now publicly turned me into Jafar.
Jafar, that was always the aim. Well, look, facial hair's growing back, it's chin here. Still big. Next order of business, all right, because we did say it, we need to name the Brothers Uncovered community.
Yeah.
We hate saying listeners, it just sounds so rubbish.
Listeners,
do you know what
weird.
I mean? Like, we need like a community name. We ask for your suggestions. We've had some good ones. Yeah, I still think top of the list on here is the Undies. Who came up with that? It's sick.
Well, that's not actually got like a name.
Yeah, because it was me. And it's still. I put it on the list at the top.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on from that. Millie says the Brotherhood, which I'm going to be completely honest with you, Millie. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Millie, I don't think the Brotherhood works.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Millie.
I think it's too official.
Yeah. The Uncoverables from Aura.
We had the Oafs, that's from Sam.
Yeah.
The Underbros. The Underbros is all right. That's from Nicola.
The Brolos.
Oh, quite like that. From Kim. I think it's just a play on words. Brothers, I like it.
No idea.
Charlie said the Buffs. Brothers Uncovered, Family and Friends. I don't mind that.
No, I don't. I don't like it, actually.
Okay.
Are we decided that we have to be unanimous here? Is that what we're saying?
I think so. Unless there's like one who's a bit unsure and the other two are like really strong on it.
Okay. The Buffs feels like a bit like you're calling yourself Buff. Firstly,
the Buffs,
and then Brothers Uncovered, Family and Friends is a bit like, oh, grow up.
Okay, well, the Brolos is probably my favourite so far.
All right, Brolos is the bar to be.
Yeah, okay.
Ray says the Brotherlings
again.
No,
I'm not. It sounds like I'd breastfeed you.
What did you say? You said it sounds like you're gonna breastfeed someone.
What, Brotherlings?
Yeah, Brotherlings sounds like you're my offspring. Like we're Brothers Uncovered, and you're one of the little Brotherlings. It sounds like I'm suckling you
on a teat,
on my teat,
like Bitty. Bitty.
Do you know, I made the comment and then you guys have carried it on. And I think we should look, that was from Ray. Sorry. I think we should move on to Amy.
Yes, this is what I was going to say for Amy. Amy's come up with the Brohos.
The Brohos.
Guys, the Brohos.
The Brohos, I like it.
I like Brohos.
It sounds like an insult.
I don't think we should be calling our community
hoes.
We're not calling them hoes.
The Brohos. They're I don't know.
There are Brohos, man.
Yeah,
but isn't that like bro loads of an H?
Let's stop now, because this feels like if we commit to calling, I know it's Amy's suggestion, but we commit to calling our community Brohos.
Yeah.
It feels like in 5 years' time, we're going to be sat on this morning making an official apology. And I just don't want that.
Yeah,
do you know
true,
what I mean?
True, yeah, true.
I just don't want that. Emma says diverser babies.
Okay,
same with that one.
Same again.
That feels a bit bitty.
Yeah, it feels a bit bitty.
And
there's
nothing about Brothers Uncovered there.
Yeah.
That's just a different brand, technically.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Try to brought out!
Oh, this next one, though.
From Juju.
Oh.
This is good. Little Bro Peeps.
Little Bro Peeps.
Little Bro Peeps is good.
It's a good play on words.
It's just long. Brolos. Snap it.
So, but how would... Okay, so how do you use it in a sentence?
Right, so we've had some great suggestions from our Little Bro Peeps.
Which is quite fun.
It is funny.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We've had some great suggestions from our Brolos. Snap it.
Yeah, snap. Yeah.
What about just Bro Peeps?
Nah.
I don't like that either. Nah. Okay, sorry.
My favourite character from Toy Story, though, one of.
Right, can I say, and let's just lay our cards on the table.
Yeah.
Sexual attraction
to
animated characters. Yeah. Whoa. First of all, it's not from The Lion King.
And I wasn't alone. Do you know how many messages I got? Yeah. People saying that they loved Aladdin. People saying that they love Simba. People saying absolutely agree with
Jafar.
Nala. I even got Leonardo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, well, they've got all
It's dangerously close to hentai, I think.
What's hentai?
Here he is.
And I think he said that on purpose.
He's playing dumb. Look, he's like it in his face. He knows exactly what it is.
What is hentai? I've heard you man say it before.
Look at you like, what? You don't wave the card. What is it? I know. Listen, look at me.
I've heard you man say it
before. You know that I know that you know what it is. So let's just move on and you're fine.
One minute, whose anime posters are these?
Okay, Hentash. Calm down. Yeah
that's
Hentash.
True.
Hentash, that's your name.
Hentash. Why Hentash?
No, we're not. We can't let that
we're not going to quit that. We'll cut that out. And we probably won't. You probably won't heard me say we'll cut it out and we won't be cutting
All right, what's our thoughts on Brovengers?
Hate it.
Okay.
Sorry, Katie.
Yeah, sorry, Katie.
Hate it.
So far, I think Brolos has been the best suggestion.
No, Robin.
No, Lil Bro Peeps is good.
Yeah, but it's too long
for mouthful.
What about this next one?
Descubiertos.
Descubiertos.
What is that?
Uncovered in Spanish. The Protagonists from Shanice.
Oh, what are our protagonists saying? That's not awful.
It's a mouthful, man.
Yeah, Protagonists. It's too much.
Four syllables.
God,
man.
We're not figuring
this out. Imagine saying that every like 10 times a week.
Protagonists. And if you put the in front of it, it's fine.
We didn't trust me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You didn't trust me.
I thought I'd double check it. And then last one from Lottie Lou. Great name. Japlings.
I think
it's Jordan Ashley Perry.
Yeah, Japlings. Jordan Ashley Perrylings. Yeah. I'm not sure about that either.
Again. So basically what we're saying is there's Kim with the Brolos and then there's Juju with Lil Bro Peeps. Now, I know you really like Lil Bro Peeps.
I know. It's a mouthful.
But Brolos is quick.
Can we give it a little bit of breathing time, maybe?
So you've added the undies. Is that gone?
I just think Brolos is better.
Brolos? Have you added anything?
Yeah, I liked Lil Bro Peeps.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Outside of that. Any others? There must be one that you thought...
Brohos.
Brohos. Okay, Brohos. Cool. Why don't we try Brolos? What do you think of Brolos? Do you like that?
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Okay, he loves
just
that.
Swapping the L for the H.
That's it. Ash, what one did you like?
Brolos. I think
sounds weird. Sounds like we're unanimous.
We are agreeing.
Well, no, because I had...
No, I don't think...
Let me add something to the equation. Cool. Let me just chuck it in.
Yeah.
How do we feel about Sibs?
Okay, so no? Okay. Brolos was up there.
Brolos.
Yeah.
Sorry, where did that come from?
I thought that was going to slap.
Yeah. I thought he was expecting a round of applause.
He thought he was going to go, fucking Sibs! No.
Oh, he said it! Sibs! He's cracked it!
No, he hasn't.
That was actually the biggest flop of the list.
It's the worst one by far. John, nice. Let's make a list of those we definitely shouldn't use.
All right.
Sibs is at the top. Let's try Sibs on.
Yeah. I think that's up there with Brothers Uncovered, Family and Friends.
Yeah, that's not the best.
Yeah, no.
All right, should we put a pin in Brolos? It's something we like. It's a potential, but we'll take a bit of time to think about it.
Yeah, and if you do come up with a better one, please send it to us.
Yeah, still send them.
Send us a message.
Do you know what as well? You've got to imagine saying it, but you know what you have to imagine?
What?
You have to imagine it on a T-shirt. I've got to imagine the merch. The
Brolos is sick.
Brolos is sick.
And you reworked the Brolos.
Yeah,
symbol.
Brolos.
Yeah, but if we had Little Bro Peeps, we could have bonnets.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, like the character, Little Bro Peeps.
Well, yeah, no, I like
it. And we could sell staffs.
And sheep.
And sheep.
You get free live sheep
that
when
is
you come
sick.
To the show.
You see how like Jeremy Clarkson's branched out into like farm stuff?
Yeah.
That could be us.
Or we could just sell chocolate and call them Brolos.
Yeah, but the Brolos,
that's
man.
That's pretty sick, man.
My Brolos!
Okay, well, we're going to put a pin in it then. We're going to put a pin in that for now. We're going to think about it, but for now, you're temporarily the Brolos.
Yay. Wait, no, let's commit.
What, fully?
Let's commit.
What, just
say like it? I feel like it's sick.
Yeah?
But you also said Sibs was sick, so that's why.
Wait, is this not a safe space, yeah? I wasn't saying it was sick, I just said, what do you feel about it? It was from Mandy anyway, you went out for me. It's from Mandy. Mandy said Sibs. Mandy from Doncaster said
there's
Sibs.
Zoom in on that. There's no Mandy on there.
Pinning Brolos.
Pinning Brolos.
All right,
I reckon.
We'll see how it rolls.
Okay. We'll see how it rolls.
I love it.
It's time to do the oath.
Let's come on, then.
We swear on Perry's...
Stop. Ash, man. What
sorry.
The fuck?
If I tell you what I was about to do, I know I've had like 2 hours sleep, yeah?
Yeah.
If I tell you what I was about to say...
You had to say... Yes. Let's do the Lord's Prayer.
I was about to go, oh, Father.
Oh, right.
I was about to say the Lord's Prayer. How did you know? Bro, that is... I was about to go, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go.
R.O. for Brothers Uncovered.
Okay, right.
Are we on the same page?
Yes.
3, 2, 1...
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Amen.
There we go.
Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it might have already happened, you might be catching up, but schools are breaking up.
I don't like, firstly, well, actually, I'll leave you, use a dad, I don't want to insult anyone.
No, go on, what were you going to say? You don't
I hate schools breaking up.
No, I will say this, really? I'll tell you why I hate schools breaking up. You forget how inconvenient, even if you go to like the supermarket or you pop to like a shopping centre, like if we go Lakeside, great shopping centre in Essex, by the way, but if you go like Lakeside or something, it's just heaving. Oh. Cinema, heaving, everything, absolutely heaving.
We finish Kiss Breakfast, I jump on the tube and in school holidays.
It's packed.
It is packed.
Yeah.
And you feel like you have to give up your seat.
What's kids? Is that a thing?
Well, yeah, because their mums and dads give you a death stare, like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want my kids to get injured. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, no worries.
On the list of people to give your seat up to, kids are not on it, are they?
They're not, yeah. But I'm also a good person.
Yeah, but I mean, how good of a person do you have to be? Like, not what you're talking like an 11-year-old kid. They're absolutely fine. They've got bare energy. They got my knees hurt. I've got arthritis.
I'm not giving a seat up for you if I see you on.
Which is mental. Because yeah, I need it more than a kid. Absolutely. My knees are shot.
Yes, but if, okay, let's say a child and you are sitting in front of me on a tube and I'm going to get up for one of you. I'm not going to get up for
How
you.
How old's the child? Like 11 or 12?
Well, that actually is older than I imagined. I imagine more of like
5 or 6.
Well, no, kid. No, between like 8 and 10. Let's do 8 and 10.
Okay, so we just covered every age.
We did, yeah. I'm just going in the middle of what we've
So seen. You're getting up for a 9-year-old?
If they're like stroke, what can they hold on to? Like nothing.
Are they on their own?
What 9-year-old is going to tube on their own?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point. Yeah,
so I'm saying, yeah. But if I'm looking at you, what screams can I have your chair?
I struggle to stand up on the tube. See, when it like stops or it pulls off straight away, because I've got bad knees, when I rock onto them, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
Really?
Do you know how hard it is?
You have such weak legs.
Okay.
Okay. No, he has.
A few laughs in the background as well, off mic. That's odd.
Yes.
Do you know what? I will say this now. Cassidy, who's part of the team, just tries really hard to not make any noise. She laughs silently. That's the first time in 11 episodes I've heard her laugh out to heaven.
At your weak legs?
At my weak legs.
Yeah. When the tube stops, do your knees bow?
Yes. Like, I think if the tube wasn't so loud, you'd hear my knees go, like they sort of hit together. Yeah, I've got real weak legs.
Oh,
so it's quite uncomfortable.
You're big up top.
Yeah, you're sort of shaped like a Dorito.
Yeah.
Don't start.
What?
Because you normally say.
Jordan has a Dorito bum.
Okay, thank you.
He does.
He says I've got a bum shaped like a Dorito.
It's just like flat and triangular.
Okay.
If you ever get a peep, and I'm not talking like in the flesh, I'm talking like through jeans.
Okay.
Look through jeans.
Yeah, I wear a lot of long t-shirts now because of that bum yeah. review.
Dorito yeah. bum is wild. Yeah. Okay.
But it's funny. Oh my God. His back's in line with his calves.
Sick. That's so... Like
a... said, he's got, that's because he's got quite a weak lower half, hasn't he? Like, yeah. It's not like massively
it's
developed.
A bit more withered away a bit more.
Yeah, he's like strong up top, like box side, and on the bottom it's just these two little breadsticks sticking mm-hmm. out of his shorts with a Dorito attached to him.
If you were to listen to Jordan run on a little microphone, you'd hear ding 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 ding
or click clock, click click clock. Yeah. Have you ever seen the things on two blinds swing around? You know, with the
yeah.
that's what his legs are like. You know, with the two little beads on the end, just the threads doing that. Just
oh whack, yeah yeah yeah. Do you know you're like do you know at Christmas you get those elves that you put.
Elf on a shelf.
Elf on a shelf, and they're yeah. weighted in the bum.
Yeah.
And their legs and their just legs, dangle yeah. off the edge. That's Jordan's legs.
That's you.
Okay. Bro, that was a good couple minutes. That was a good couple of minutes. We ended on my legs there.
That's for insult on his chin.
Okay. I've actually had 3 surgeries on my knees.
Yeah. Don't, your own fault.
Don't you dare.
They're all your own
don't
fault.
Don't you dare.
Can
play
I also
that
say,
card.
Every time Jordan's injured himself, just before the injury, I've said, Jordan, don't do that.
Don't
do that. Just so we're all clear.
To be fair, you do try and help me out then. It doesn't normally go too well. I still normally end up getting the surgery. Anyway, back to it. Things are too busy.
Yeah, way too busy. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah,
are
yeah,
they
yeah,
are
yeah.
way too busy.
And I heard it's really stressful for parents. Because yeah. because mm. also, most jobs, when your kids break up, you have to go to work. So you
yeah,
have
of
to,
course.
Either have to find childcare, or if you do get the time to be at home, you have to then fill that time.
Well,
you have stuff
well think
to do.
About it. You see, for finding childcare, taking time off work, which is not a horrible way, costs people money.
Yeah,
for a start. And like you said, if you are lucky enough to like be around during that period and not have to have to worry of childcare or this or that, like you said, it's them finding stuff to do. It's crazy how quickly kids get bored. Yeah, kids get bored so quickly.
I get bored quick.
Do you know
kids
what I mean?
Kids are even worse.
What do you remember about summer holidays though? Like, if you think back,
yeah, it's the best time of life.
Yeah, but what do you remember? Like, do you remember it being different? What did you do? Like, do you remember anything about summer holidays?
I used to sit in dad's car yard a lot.
Yeah, mine and George's dad used to sell cars in Raynham and Dagenham. But like, yeah. I had a car yard right on the A13, and we used to just go
and
down.
And I used to watch Ash and one of the other boys. You spoke about him last week, actually. His name's Warren in Diversity. Yeah. I used to sit in the car and I'd watch Ash and Warren skate around the thingy.
But why did you sit in the car?
I couldn't skate.
You couldn't skate, yeah.
And I don't think I wouldn't be running about in the way, so I just used to...
They'd lock you in a car.
Or Ash would, yeah. Ash would lock me in a car.
Right, don't you dare start that rumour.
Right, let me clarify this. I remember them two being sat on the bonnet of the car, laying back on the... Do you remember? You were a chill.
What, like the start of the Transformers movie?
Like that. Literally like that.
Sheila Booth and Megan Fox.
David Chill. They would chill on the bonnet of the car, and I'd be in the car.
Watching?
Yeah.
Okay, it's weird from you, but it's weirder also from weirder you, from bro. You.
Because you could have got out at any point.
Yeah, sick. I was 9, so They said, you said chill in the car, chill in the car. I did as I was told.
Wait, quick one. Middle seat.
What do you mean, middle seat?
Like, you sit in the middle
in the back.
Seat.
In the back.
So you're right.
Yeah, I'm not joking, because that is the best place to sit, because I could cover all angles. I could see out of anywhere in the car if I was sat in the middle of the back.
So, wait, just so I can get my bearings.
Yeah, go on.
If the headlights are facing me and I'm looking at the car,
yeah.
I'd see Ashton Warren
on the bonnet
laying chilling. Down. And I'd technically see you in the middle.
In the gap.
Just sort of looking through, like... Yeah, that looks sick, actually.
And when and I was like, because I had all angles, when they'd zip past on their skates, I'd go, oh, that's sick. And I couldn't skate. So like they'd be like, oh, Joel, get out and come skate, like this and that. Mm-hmm. And like, I think Ash even said, so you can borrow my skates. And I was like, I don't like skate. I'm going to sit in the car in the aircon. It's just to watch them skate. Do you know what? Summer holidays technically ruined my life.
Oh, God, right, here right? we go. Here's the story.
But no, here's the story.
Me, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of your fault because you wasn't right. there. Where you was obviously a little bit older, I think like dad would be like, okay, look, you're about 15, you can be at home,
mm-hmm.
yeah? My dad would take me and my younger sister to a school camp. So it was summer camp like, at the school. And now, you know, like when you're a little kid, when you're like 8, 9, 10, someone who's like 16 or 17, they're like a grown adult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They look grown up, they act grown up. But essentially, if you're 16 or 17, you're still a kid. But everyone who ran this summer camp was just 16, 17-year-olds. It was just kids looking after kids.
Mm.
And I remember one time I was a bit upset because I think I lost at like a game or something in the hall. And one of the kids, I can't remember his name. Let's call him Liam. Kid called Liam's like, come on, mate. Let's cheer you up. Let's go outside. Just me and him went to the playground.
Mm-hmm.
He got out a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
And what I assumed was a really fun game, now I realise, was fetch. He would lob this ball as far as he could. I would run and pick it up and then bring it back to him. And then he'd lob it again and I would run and get this ball and bring it back to him. He told me every time I did it, obviously I'm getting more tired. I'm steadily getting slower. He's telling me I'm getting faster. And he told me, but mate, I reckon you're doing at least 35 miles an hour. So I went around as a, let's not forget, a morbidly obese child and told everyone I could run at 35 miles an hour as I fetched a tennis ball for a 16-year-old called Liam.
Yeah, that's...
That's a fun fact I used to tell everyone. Yeah, I can run about 35 miles an hour. And then people... And then, like, put it to the test. And I'd race people in school and obviously lose. But they're doing at least 38.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Dad would be driving us from school. I'd be looking at flipping, I can run faster than this. Do you know what I mean? I'd be looking at the car, come on, speed it up.
Cool. Liam's out there telling people... He used to make him go and fetch a tennis ball.
Yeah, he used to make yeah. me fetch a tennis ball. Literally, lob it, and I'd just run along the field, come back, probably jog.
That's probably his fun fact at a pub.
Yeah.
I played fetch with Jordan Banjo.
That's sick. Hilarious.
That is so, so good.
So, yeah, good memories at summer holidays.
Good memories at summer holidays.
I just played out. I wasn't locked in cars or anything like that. I just played out.
Right, see, this is where Pell's childhood was so different. Pell's summer holidays, growing up from being young, better than would have been spent with us, either on tour
yeah.
or performing.
Yeah,
or true. When you fell on your head in Downing Street, that probably would have been in summer holidays.
There was no link for that.
I'll tell you why. Because
why?
Hear
me out, because the next day we performed three shows all throughout the day in the festival. And I was like, I must have been in the summer.
Yeah,
that was all.
Got a point there.
I'm still a little bit. I think that's a bit loose.
Okay, a bit loose.
That's a bit loose.
But that is a weird thing to think that summer holidays. A lot of people sometimes we'd be on tour sometimes back in the day.
Think about that.
Yeah, true.
Your summer holidays. But then I think that's weird.
Put the graft in.
Your summer holidays probably wouldn't have felt as holiday because you would have had so much time off from school. You had a tutor and stuff.
That was the worst.
Yeah, what was having a tutor like? Because I remember I had to have a tutor once.
Really?
Dead. Yeah, imagine the absolute goal when you're on tour when you're young is, has the hotel got a pool?
Yeah, cool.
That's the thing you look for. And then knowing that everyone then goes to bed and then they're like, cool, we're all going to go swimming in the morning.
Yeah.
And you have to go to school in the hotel.
Dead.
And you walk past, you usually walk past the pool to a conference room.
And you sit
down with some little old woman that you've never met before.
Yeah.
And then you do school. Oh, mate.
Was it like, with no disrespect, like supply teacher energy? You know what I mean? You're not really listening and messing about. Or did you feel like you was actually learned and it was worth it?
Oh, we weren't. Well, I didn't learn in school, let alone.
Okay.
Outside of it. Yeah. But it was, supply teacher energy.
Mad.
Really? Like, it's just weird. Like, no one wants to be there and, like, you're touring and you're working.
Yeah, it's nuts.
No, I'd rather just do a normal school holiday than a school holiday like that.
You know, when you think back to it, because now you're grown up, obviously, it's like, cool, summer holidays are cool. Like, they feel different. But when you're a kid, they are literally everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the best
time
of life.
Why does every kid just hate school so much? I'm not even talking about, you don't even know. some people have like a rough time in school. I get that. But I'm like, even if school's all good for you, you're smart, you're sporty, you're this, you're that, loads of mates. Why does everyone just hate school?
I feel like it's because I feel like kids, and even like when you get older in school, like young adults, I feel like it's intuitive. I think it's the way I feel about school now, I think is the reason that I didn't like it. It's because really you spend an awful lot of time doing, not nonsense, obviously you need to learn to read and write and engage in stuff, but like they also like not clip the wings of people, but you meant to, that's what I'm trying to say. You go to school to be like a number, right? Or like fit in a box.
Yeah, true.
Like I don't feel like, I mean, I didn't ever feel like I ever fitted in the box that school was putting you in, whether it be the way you turn up, what you learn, what you have to wear.
How you learn.
Do you remember that story where we had to spend, well, I had to spend like 2 months trying to convince our school that me having flipping braids was
all
right?
Yeah.
Gee, craziness. Yeah. Like, if there was a school, where kids were doing practical stuff and like creativity was sort of brought on and people were doing physical stuff and learning real life skills, and I think that a lot less kids would dislike
true
school. Real talk. Yes, real talk. But
I agree.
I just don't think
I don't want to sound like someone who's moaning on Twitter or something, but I do think it's mental that you leave school and you don't know what like taxes, mortgage, those things that are basically like renting, how it would work, like all that kind of stuff. You have zero idea about.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you have to be in school to be 18 now, right?
Yeah.
Because you was the last year that left at 16. Yeah. So you're in school until you're an adult.
Yeah, 100%.
And you leave not knowing about that stuff. To me, I know some schools did it. Like, I was speaking to some people and they've been like, oh, no, I learned roughly or loosely about tax and stuff. But on the most part, like, I'd never even... Zero.
Yeah, but you probably like have to, I don't know, study business or you have to do one of those.
But wait, outside of that, this is real talk as well. Outside of tax and finances, which I think is double important, the most important thing you'll ever look after is yourself. And what about the way your body, nutrition, like health? You learn nothing about looking after yourself at school.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think that people don't like school because it's sort of like too rigid and you learn a lot of the stuff you learn. You know, you kind of feel like you're learning it in the moment, and then it's just going to go away.
Would you do school differently if you could go back? Do you think that would you like to do school again?
No, there's no part of me that would ever.
You hated school.
I despised it.
Yeah.
No, not for me. Just didn't have a good time.
You had a rough time.
I just don't learn either. I just don't pick up
information. Learn in that way.
I don't learn in that way.
That's the difference. You just don't learn in that way.
It's just not for me.
Different types of intelligence.
Yeah.
Right?
And that does scare me for kids now. I know we just touched on that.
Oh,
that
I've got a good would you rather be. I'll say it's more of a serious one.
Okay, go on.
If you felt that your kids are going to have the same experience as you, would you rather let them go to school or have to homeschool them from like 4 to 18? Because I think like, that's such a big responsibility to take on. Because we know some kids who, they've come out of school to be homeschooled. They just conventionally didn't work. But I think that's
I feel like the thing always with that is it's human interaction, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hardest bit. And that's what people are always saying you're missing out on. And they are the skills that you do need to be around people for.
Yeah, exactly. You do need develop them to a massive degree in school.
But going off purely like what you learn, what I feel like you need to pick up on, I think I'd happily homeschool.
I would love to set up a school.
Yeah.
But like teaching dope stuff, like getting all the like think about DV. We've got a flipping between us all.
Loads of kids.
Enough people. But like I would love to set up a school.
It's true.
Teaching
some kids go through shit, man.
Oh, bro.
It's not like get your violins out. I had a bit of a rough time at school.
No, you did.
But like there are some kids out there that have like
really bad times.
Brutal times. I've never actually said it. I think I would homeschool my kids.
Really?
And I think it's then my job to do everything I can to teach them all those skills, make sure they're around as many people as they can possibly be.
That's if they were going to have a really bad time at school, right? That's the would you rather. A really bad time at school, but they go to school, or you have to take on the responsibility and homeschool them.
Yeah, you'd still want to homeschool.
I think I'd just homeschool.
No, that's something I've actually never knew about.
That's really interesting.
I think I'd homeschool.
I'm on the edge of that one. I still don't know, because obviously our kids are at school.
I always
think
our daughters are in the same class.
Our daughters are in the same class.
Literally, same class together, yeah.
Literally, you know, like it's our life that would stop me doing it. But like,
if you could dedicate your life,
if you could make it structurally work,
would you take them out now?
If I could, and I think, and I was happy, and I think, and I thought that I could do it, and I thought that I could give them, which I could, absolutely, my heart lies in, I would love to live that life. But obviously, we just don't. We've got to work and we've got to do what we do. And, you know, like, so it's, bro, I would live that life if I could really pick and restart again.
Would you take him out?
Would I take him out? I don't know, because I do feel like it's a real, you've got to be real dedicated to that.
You have to.
And I think you have to be really disciplined. And I would worry that, am I doing you a disservice?
Exactly.
Am I good enough to do this is what I would worry.
If you got your head around it, though, in principle, like, if you could commit and you'd be like, actually, I've done this course and it's actually easier than I thought.
Oh, then, of course, who wouldn't? But I do think that, like Pell said, you can't underestimate then trying to make sure that they get all the other aspects as opposed just to learning. The it's societal true. Stuff. The, like all that stuff that you kind of just learn yeah, through yeah, school. Yeah. And let me just even if you're rebelling in school, I think it teaches you to be a nicer person when you grow up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I know loads of kids who weren't nice in school who are really nice now because they learn... Oh, that wasn't good. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
On reflection.
On reflection.
Can I quickly just add as well that I think that like the age our kids are at, that sort of like 5, 6, 7, there's a period when I think school is actually really useful. Like the kids come out, right? They're writing, reading, 100%. Their comprehension, their understanding. But all it does is make me consider exactly what singing school is about. Because by the time I look at it now and go, 1 minute, all the skills you survive. Learning, how much more do you actually learn?
You get some people that do the first part of
and
school,
then they bring them
and
out.
And then
from,
the kids come out. Well, that's what happened. And then it's high school.
Well, you never know. You heard it here first. The Banjo kids may one day be homeschooled.
Potentially.
And I think mine actually might
And the Kylie kids.
The Kylie kids are going to join in as well.
Part of the Brolos.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what? It works. Right. It works.
Right. What are you saying?
The little bro peeps. The little bro. It works.
That would be the school, wouldn't it?
Little bro peeps. Little bro peeps. So here we go. Brolos as the podcast community. Okay. Little bro peeps as our potential homeschooling. There you go. So thank you to Juju for naming our homeschool that doesn't exist. Yes, there we go. That's what we've done. Ash, it is interrogation time.
Am I getting interrogated?
You're being interrogated. I do feel like we kind of interrogated Pell on a school front there. But that was a nice little chat.
I quite liked that.
Yeah, it was a good little chat there.
Right, hit me, baby.
Right, here we go. You know the deal. A bunch of quickfire would you rather. There's no time to think. Would you rather live in a country ruled by AI or ruled by a 9-year-old boy?
9-year-old kid.
Would you rather be a billionaire's dog or a billionaire's cat?
Billionaire's cat.
Would you rather grow one extra finger every birthday or only be able to eat foods that begin with the letter P?
Only foods that begin with P.
Would you rather find out that your real name is Kevin Banjo or only be able to communicate by sock puppet for 1 month every year?
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin Banjo. Would you rather have to stand in Madame Tussauds for a week pretending to be an Ashley Banjo wax figure or have to say, do you know who I am next time you're in a shop? We all know how it went when you pretended to be a wax figure.
Wax figure.
Oh, that's what you're going to go
Wait,
for.
Wait, you didn't do one of them pranks?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you do one of those pranks?
Yeah.
No!
Didn't you?
No! They're awful. I didn't know you'd done that.
They made you up. You stood there as a wax figure and they brought this kid who walked into the room and as soon as he walked here, did he go, isn't that guy real? Straight away, did he?
No!
Awful!
Wait, do you have an actual wax figure at Madame Tussauds?
So, no, that's even worse.
I don't
have a wax figure at Madame Tussauds, right? But do you know what's worse about it as well? Like, I wish the moment that he pointed me out, I wish I would have just gone, oh, you got me. I committed to the character.
Right. So
he's standing the other side of the barrier and he goes, Mum, ain't that one real? And I'm going,
oh, God.
And he goes, Mum. And I went, and I'm just standing there. It must have been a good minute before I went, and I'm sweating.
And what's his reaction after that?
Not much.
No.
He wasn't shocked. He wasn't surprised. He wasn't even happy.
Yeah. So, and you're still going to pick the wax figure?
What was the choice again?
Do you know who I am when you're in a shop?
Just once?
I think we're calling to this, yeah.
Oh, I should have picked that. Yeah, how long was the wax figure?
A week.
A week?
Yeah. A long time.
I did a pill with it. I picked wrong.
You've done it
wrong.
You said you'd rather be a billionaire's cat. I agree with that.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
A dog.
Lazier.
You're around, you're just sort of like getting stroked. A cat is independent, right? They're off, they're out. I can use the litter tray. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, sorry. Why is that a positive for you?
The getting stroked felt like top of the list.
No, it's a negative.
Yeah, why is it a positive for you being able to poo in the litter tray? Why is that? We actually know
someone. Well, you don't want to do it in front of people. I'm picturing like the little house, the little igloo house. You know, when you go in.
We do know someone who done that in a litter tray.
Basically, there's this guy. We won't say his name.
No.
You know who you are if you ever see this. He had a new girlfriend and he went round to the family house. And he was there. And this guy is super, super impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to like to... Well, basically...
He does a lot of pranks.
He does a lot of pranks.
He does a lot of pranks. And they had a cat litter tray. And he thought, I know it'll be really funny. I'm going to take a dump in this cat litter tray.
And he pooed.
And then he took a poo and then just went about his day. And then, of course...
The mum came in, I went, and said, let's call him, I don't know, Michael. Walked in and went, Michael, why have you pooed in my cat's litter tray? And
he because goes, it's not the size of a cat
it's
shit.
It's a human poo. And he looked at her dead and I went, no, I didn't. But she went, well, yes, you did, because no one's in the house apart from me, you and the cat.
Yes, we know this person.
We, all three of us know this. You know this person.
I speak to this person.
Yeah, ready?
Oh, I remember. Yes,
he did.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And needless to say, him and the girlfriend broke up pretty quick after that. Bear in mind, that's one of the first times he's met her parents, and he thought, here's would be a good idea. I'll poo in her mum's cat's litter tray.
Yeah. He's also the first person I know that went vegan.
Okay, well, let's not help people whittle it down.
I just meant that Woody would have just changed the
So if your mate's vegan and knows some people in diversity, he probably pooed in a litter tray.
Yeah, yeah, probably had a vegan stench.
He would have, vegan poo.
What?
So I would go billionaire's cat.
Yeah, okay, agreed.
You're going to commit to Kevin Banjo too?
Oh, absolutely.
What was your name meant to be?
Move on.
No. Look in the camera. Let everyone know what Ashley
is. Right, let me just add this. Let's stop. So I told everyone what Ashley's... My mum and dad had two options for Ash.
You had an option too.
Stop.
An option.
I had two options. Right, let me finish my story and you can explain.
Okay.
I had two options. My one was going to be Jordan or Lewis.
No.
Ashley had two options. When I revealed to diversity what his options were, out of spite, he then spread a rumour that my name was meant to be Habib.
No.
So, for years, members of diversity called me Habib Banjo.
Wait, no, I'm going to tell people. He was going to be Lewis or Habib Banjo.
They're not going to be called Habib.
So how did they land on Jordan?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It was meant to be Jordan or Lewis. Okay. He spread the rumour because he's there. No, I was meant to be Lewis. Ashley... or Gavin.
Gavin Banjo.
No offense to any Gavins out there, but Bish, bro, you do not, suit like, Gavin.
I asked mum and dad about this and they were just like, straight face, like, yeah, we were just thinking Ashley or Gavin. And I'm like, but they're they feel polar opposites. Yeah.
And dad in his little accent as well, he goes, oh, Gavin. It's just
Gavin,
brilliant.
Gavin. Yeah.
Gavin, when he says it.
I know.
It would be very funny.
So Gavin, I don't think it's
quite close to Kevin, actually.
Yeah, well...
They're both ins.
Yeah,
Vins.
You picked only be able to eat foods with the letter P. Start with the letter P.
Instead of.
Grow an extra finger every birthday.
Okay, so, but P, potatoes.
Pasta. Ooh.
Pasta.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Pineapple.
Poulet.
Polos.
Poulet, which is chicken in French.
Oh,
did you know that?
No one said that I couldn't say another language.
Fine.
Peshwari naan.
Peshwari naan.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the coconut on it?
The coconut, bro. Peshwari naan. Slap me in the face with one of them right now. I love them.
Pepperami?
Pepperoni.
That's such a you. No, he said pepperami.
Pepperami. It's a snack.
Oh, that's a you snack.
That's a proper you snack.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could do that easy.
Loads of pea food you like.
Pepperami in a milk.
Pistachios?
Pistachios. Great.
Pistachios.
Sorry, did he say pepperami and a milk? I'm going to, that's a normal snack combination.
Yes.
Pepperami and a milk.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Whoa, you're six.
You don't dunk it.
1 minute, you've all had like ham and cheese.
What? You're comparing that to pepperami
ham
and milk?
Like a ham and cheese ball, right?
Wait, so just because it's not been fucking churned. It's like, yes, yeah,
it's the same.
No, that's not.
Meat and cheese is like pepperami and milk.
But it's not, is it? It's literally not the same.
1 minute, I'll die on this hill. Pepperami.
Oh my God, stop saying dieting this heel. You're not dieting on this heel. You sound like a weirdo. I was trying to help you. Pepperami and milk. Listen to what you're saying.
Meat.
I'm struggling
and
here.
And dairy.
We just found out your name was supposed to be Gavin, and now you're thinking about pepperami and milk. And this is. Come on, man.
Yeah,
I was trying to help you.
Help me what?
Just be a little less you. I'm really trying.
Honestly, I'm sad at rehearsals, pepperami milk.
All right, last one then. You picked a country ruled by a 9-year-old rather than an
AI.
Yeah,
I agree. Bro, imagine, 9-year-old kids, their imagination is nuts. They just do it. Like, imagine that'd be sick. Just like, there'd be like one big crazy.
And AI would be so much, there'd be so much logic, and there'd be curfews.
No, but AI, I reckon AI, you guys are just thinking too much of like film AI. Like, oh, they're going to want to take over and like get rid of humans.
This is best for the human race.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, they're probably right. Do you know what I mean? They'll probably help us out, probably get us in shape, like put us in working order. A 9-year-old.
Right, really quickly, that just reminded me. I know it's a bit of a tangent, but you see, like, he just sounds like an AI sympathiser in that world. When I...
Ooh,
yeah,
sorry,
no,
an AI sympathiser?
Yeah, wait, let me say it
you
now.
You sound like a conspiracy theory. Oh, here he is. AI sympathiser.
No, go on, let me land.
Let me cook, yeah, because when I now use ChatGPT, do you use, like...
What are you doing?
Type it.
Right, let him have his
Will
moment.
You just let me talk?
Have your moment, go.
Habib,
go,
yeah?
Go.
So, I forgot what I was going to say there.
When you use ChatGPT...
When you use ChatGPT, do you use manners? Like, please and thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
I'm always scared one day, ChatGPT is going to go, oh, and it's going to come back and it's going to remember that I was rude to it. So I'm always like, thank you very much. Could you do this for me, please? And when you just said what you said, whatever it was, what did you say?
Come on.
I've said a lot.
Why did I call you an AI supervisor?
Because I said that I'd rather be ruled by AI than a 9-year-old.
No, that wasn't it.
No, that's the whole
thing.
That
was exactly it.
That was literally it.
So we've got here.
So we're, but you got yourself.
I'm pretty sure I quote, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, is what you said. Yeah. So
all I'm saying is, just as a general note to people, just be polite to AI.
You could have said that. Okay. That wasn't even relevant.
Okay.
I hear it, but that wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah? For my brolos. Yeah?
Okay.
Be polite to AI. That was it. Should we end this?
Yes, do it. Come
Should
on.
We do it?
Come on.
Right, it is time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Nice. And we've got our magical wheel.
Yeah, it's been a bit of controversy or controversy?
Whichever. Controversy.
Yeah, that one. Because
listen, this was a real mess up.
Should it have
week.
Been Jordan?
It no, should it have shouldn't. Been Jordan.
Okay, let me explain. You guys can explain to me. You span the wheel.
Yeah.
It went around a couple times, then it broke, fluttered, and it landed on Perry. You guys said, no, that broke. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one landed on Perry with a break. Then you fixed it, test run, landed on Ash. Right? And I was like, okay, well, let it be that then. No, that's the test run. Then you spin it, and it lands on me, and that's got to be Jeweled. Then I go, no, let's do one, stop, let's do one more spin, and whoever it lands on is the official spin does it. I spin it, the official one lands on Perry again. Right. Then I go, fair enough, let's do rock, paper, scissors. Mm. I couldn't have done any more. I was as fair, listen, Gavin, I was as fair as possible. All right? So everyone who's...
You know what it is? You love to talk yourself out of these situations.
Exactly.
And this is all he does. This is all he does.
I think it should have been you.
It should.
And I'm also and a big fan of how you described the wheel turn as a flutter.
A flutter?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Should we speak it into existence that Jordan's getting the MBE today?
I've got a feeling it's going to be.
I think it's going to be
okay,
Jordan
can I
today.
Just say, when it lands on you for a third time, this is going to be the funniest thing you've ever seen. Spin that hose.
Spin that wheel.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yes! It's you!
Oh,
it's Ash!
Sorry.
It's Ash!
Right, see.
They look really similar. I thought it was George.
Oh, big brother! Come on, Gavin.
Sorry.
Get your box out.
Sorry.
To pick the choices from. Yes. That sounded crazy. And that's not how I meant it. I mean, get the would you rather box out.
You don't want to see Ash's ass.
Okay.
Let's, I think if that's what you was alluding to.
Let's get the box out.
Right. Here's the MBE box.
Ashley Banjo.
Wait, it's just hit me. But I'm picking.
You're picking.
Yeah.
Ashley Banjo.
Do you know what it is? You didn't say land on Jordan. I said it just before. If you would have said it to, it would have gone to him.
Guess what? It didn't. So let's pick.
Are you ready?
Why did you get this instant like butterfly?
It's awful.
Let's go, Gavmaster.
Let me take this out of the pod.
No.
Let's go.
Let's pick our first MBE. Pick away. One, please. One. Don't look.
Just one.
Here we go. We've got our first one. Would you like to read out loud?
Let the boys send the message of their choice to all of your contacts.
All of the contacts.
That's not. It's not happening. So whatever I pick now is basically what I'm doing.
Okay, go on then.
Or
you just not happening.
Because I would just. Yeah, it wouldn't be good for you, bro.
It can't happen.
Or would you rather?
What is it?
Eat a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Yes!
Cinnamon!
Yes!
Let's there's a kitchen. There will definitely be cinnamon here. If there's not,
let me decide. Because I've heard that you can die from this, can't you?
Well, you're going to die from cinnamon.
But I'll tell you what you will die from.
What?
Us sending a message.
Yeah, you're right.
All your contacts.
I'll die from embarrassment. Yeah. Tablespoon of cinnamon it is.
Let me give you this warning now. If you are going to cough and spit the cinnamon out anywhere, can you aim it?
Why would I cough and spit it out?
Oh, quick. Yeah, because it does taste nice.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're fine.
Cinnamon's a nice
taste. And you have to do the whole
No, I'll do my own spoon, thank you very much.
What do you mean?
Hang on. Put your large hands down and relax.
Yeah, move away. I'm loading the spoon.
Wait a minute. Lego Andy is not going to do it for me. Let me do it.
Let me load the spoon.
And you got water down there as well.
What's wrong with you? They said a tablespoon, not a mound, bro.
Wait, that is a tablespoon.
Yeah, do it properly. Ash.
Put the rest of it on the spoon.
What's the point? I'm sick of this.
It's a bit of cinnamon.
Right, fine. You got to eat the whole thing, though.
Here we go.
Two, one, let's
have
go.
Have it, and swallow.
You are useless. Swallow it. No, don't just hold it better.
Try a little bit.
I think I'm gonna piss myself. The absolute horror on this.
Oh,
yeah. You're spitting it back into the bowl, you freak.
It's like a pace.
Oh, gal.
It's like a pace.
All right, that's episode done. Thank you. Like, share, subscribe, comment, all of that jazz. We will see you next week.
Bye. Peace.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.